This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, folks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Hello there.
Are you good?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fans. Over probably 20 years.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Chilly Wednesday. See if the real feel is above one.
I think if it's one, it has to be freezing. Chilly is like, what's chilly? Chilly is like 55 in the summer. Right,
chilly. Yeah, it's relative. Sure, the real feels down to minus one. We're going the wrong direction. Eric Edholm on the Wester Hotline. Eric, your Twitter bio says Chicago-ish. How cold is it where you are today?
Yeah, I would say it's below chilly.
Okay.
below chilly. I was sitting in my garage, not even outside. I was sitting there and trying to decide how long do I have to sit here to warm up in my car before I walk back inside. That's how cold it is.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's the winter of NFL offseason, franchise tags, and when the temperature drops below 1 degree, I mean, it's pretty tough. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, joining us on the Wester Hotline, Jeremy and Joe. All right, Eric, welcome to the offseason. You know, what do you see as a big picture kind of story for this year's NFL offseason, if anything? Quarterback movement could be a big part of this with Darnold and Rodgers and maybe even Matthew Stafford. I mean, we could see some pretty big names on the move.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the first sort of two big new pieces of news we're waiting for would be what the Vikings plan to do tag-wise with Darnold. Are they just going to let him, they're going to ask to have, final match on any offer he gets? Are they going to put the transition tag on him? Is it franchise? Are they just going to let him walk? What do they do with him? And then also the non-quarterback move of note, I think, has a ripple effect elsewhere, is probably T. Higgins in Cincinnati, and it sounds like they're trying to get it done there, and keep him and Chase and Burrow all in the fold. So, that kind of weakens the receiver market quite a bit. I don't think, people were expecting that necessarily to be the case. They thought Higgins might be available. So, maybe some other guys get overpaid there. But not the most exciting free agent class of all time, not the most mind-blowing draft class either, but there's some interesting stories for sure.
We are spending most of our time on Myles Garrett because he wants out, and that makes sense for the Bills. It's kind of hard, I feel like, Eric, to find a counter, like a strong counter to why you shouldn't do it. Is, as we kind of get into the draft with you, was why we brought you on, is this class sounding like it's a really good defensive line class? Any sort of reason why a team like the Bills shouldn't make that type of trade?
Yeah, I mean, even like, there's a difference between a team like the Buffalo Bills, which has been on the cusp and still remains obviously one of the best teams in football, versus a team with, you know, a first or second year head coach that's kind of in transition. Maybe they're good, maybe they're not. You know, that they're the type of team that I think can sit back and say, sure, we'll pick whatever defensive lineman comes to us. But whereas a team like the Bills might feel some kind of impetus to make a move on player like Garrett. I mean, these guys don't come available every offseason. That's the, you know, I wrote my editor said, hey, can you write something immediately after that news broke? You know, what teams might be interested in him? I was like, do I just list all 31? I mean, you know, because there's not a team that couldn't use him, obviously, but you have the Washington Commanders type team, the Detroit Lions type organization, and then you have a Bills team that's even more established than those two have been, that are seemingly in contention and need defensive help. So I guess the counter argument would be the price might be pretty high, and right now Cleveland has not said they're making him available. So you can't count on that being the case.
Yeah, the Browns are in such a interesting spot there because the quarterback situation has them in a mess, and he wants out. When guys want out, they don't always move. Like, I'm thinking about Deebo Samuel asking for a trade, and he didn't get traded. And sometimes guys get, they'll ask, and there just aren't that many buyers. When there's the potential for there to be 31 and a true sweepstakes, I don't know, I feel like it wouldn't be hard for the Browns to justify it. Even the player publicly asking for it makes it so you're not the bad guy if you do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many layers to this thing, as you said. Like, what happens with Watson is going to affect what happens with Garrett. I mean, there's no other way to say it because their salary cap situation is so bad. And on top of that, you know, GM Andrew Berry has – I just went on Cleveland radio yesterday, and about eight of the questions are, what do you think of Andrew Berry? Clearly they're not happy with how things have gone there. What's the league opinion of Andrew Berry? And, you know, I came to the conclusion that, look, if you trade the best player that you have in your organization, you better get something back pretty fierce. I mean, you better cash in on that offer and take advantage of the fact that there are likely going to be multiple suitors. This is like a real estate game where, you know, you hope that four teams at least come bidding in pretty high. And obviously for teams like the Lions and Commanders and Bills and whoever else might be picking towards the end of round one, if there's a team higher up with a better draft pick that comes in and says, sure, we'll give you our first plus X, Y, or whatever, that's going to be a tough one for those teams to match unless they're willing to use future picks or deplete this year's crop. So, you know, for Cleveland's perspective, they have so many issues right now. I think it's going to be awfully hard once they see those offers start rolling in, you know, or if they have already, to turn them down. Because, I mean, they're underwater salary-wise, and the quarterback situation isn't clearing itself up, you know, by magic.
Just to round that out on the Browns, because I think they're super interesting too, are you a fan of any quarterback that they could get their hands on at the second pick?
I mean, I like Cam Ward, and I think he could be a good player in this league, but it's almost like the Jalen Hurts argument a little bit in that you're going to have to really tailor your offense to him. And again, the guy just won the Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's, you know, not capable of doing that. Of course he is. But I just feel like it's going to be a process, and you have to sort of be willing to be patient with him. I don't know that I would give him a true first-round grade. I think he's going to end up being like my 15th overall player in this year's class, something like, you know, 12 to 18. I think he would have been in the same debate as that second trio of quarterbacks, you know, after Williams, Daniels, and May went. Mm-hmm. You had Bo Nix, Penix, McCarthy, all were debated to different degrees. Some people had second-round grades on those guys. I think it's going to be the same with Ward and Shedeur Sanders, for that matter. I don't know that a lot of teams are going to stamp top 10 grades on it. It doesn't mean they can't go number two. Absolutely could. I think Bo Nix got a ton of second-round grades from teams last year, or day two. So I could see that happening again. But, yeah, they probably have to go the draft route, but it's not the best year to do that.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com draft analyst with us on the Wester Hotline. To the Bills, we kind of entered into these with, you know, the defensive line class. Would you have agreed with my understanding of the kind of the early process here of the draft that it is a strong defensive line class, and that if the Bills don't make like a Garrett trade and that's what they want to do, that there's going to be a very good player available to them?
I think that's the best sort of fallback plan, is that if they do somehow, you know, obviously somehow, but I mean, if they don't end up getting that type of piece, you feel pretty good about the idea that either one of those defensive tackles, it's a really deep group there, or one of those pass rushers should be available. Now, Abdul Carter's gone. I think Mike Green from Marshall did enough at the Senior Bowl to probably push him into that top 20, possibly even top 15 range. Shamar Stewart, a pretty freaky guy. I don't think he'll be – you just look at the traits and you say those guys don't typically last that long. And again, Greg Rousseau lasted quite a while. So, you know, it happens. You never know. I think that Rousseau year was similar in that there were a lot of different types of defensive linemen in that class. And, you know, I think that kind of fits this year. You have some quicker, smaller pass rushers like Donovan Ezriaku and Mike Green. You have some bigger edge guys like the Texas A&M kids and the Arkansas guy, Landon Jackson. You have some big, thick, stout, long interior guys. You also have some pass rusher types. So they kind of check off almost every box. I think the Bills, if I had to guess, would be looking more for like a Von Miller replacement and a Daquan Jones replacement, maybe, you know, either short term or at some point down the road for both. That's I think both those positions are well stocked in this year's class.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Eric at home with us. So for you, that first round pick, if it were between those two, Von Miller has a cap situation where there's a good chance that he's not here next year. From your vantage point, do you feel like that one of those is a better idea than the other, or both need to be addressed and maybe it's close?
Yeah, defensive line, interior. Question. You have to think also, like, you know, two and three dimensionally on this, or even the draft people do. And, you know, that's what Brandon and his staff have to decide is that, you know, which position will we have a better chance of getting a better player later in the draft, too? You have to kind of say, maybe we take a player with a little bit lower ceiling in the first round, more of a sure pick guy, and then we come back and get somebody with a little more upside later on or something. If I had to guess between the two spots, that's a tough one, actually, now that I think about it. Maybe there are more interior guys this year, which is surprising. In recent years, we have not had that wellspring of defensive tackle talent. It's been one of the leaner positions, generally speaking, not every year, but, you know, three or four of the last 5 years, it's been a little bit weaker inside. As we talk this through, I almost might be tempted to take the interior player first, even if there are some tempting pass rushers there. It's tough, you know? I mean, like, I guess it all depends on who's on the clock. But if I had to say, there might be a little bit more depth inside.
Eric Edholm on the Western Hotline. Little NFL draft, little, you know, off-season stuff. Other positions to really focus on here, like the Bills, as they try to put it all together, we're still talking receiver. We've done it for like 5 years now. It's been a lot. And last year they go get Keon Coleman, who had a little bit of an up and down rookie season. There's definitely something to like there. This class, though, I'm seeing plenty that it's not as good as last year's, but not to undersell it, that there probably will be 4 to 5 first round guys and guys that are worthy of those spots.
Yeah, 5 would be a stretch for me. Off the top of my head, I can say, you know, Tet McMillan from Arizona, Luther Burden from Missouri, I think are going to be first-rounders. Matthew Golden from Texas has kind of gotten a late-season boost. You know, the four playoff games, he was outstanding. Personally, I think he's a second-round pick. If I had to that's me talking, but some people in the league think a little more highly of him. So, you know, he's certainly a candidate. Emeka Egbuka, that's a player who, you know, will probably be drafted somewhere right around where the Bills get pick. We obviously know what happened last year. You know, you have the opportunity to draft the speed receiver. That's not who he is, but he's pretty darn good. I see a lot of number twos in this draft. And that's the thing with the Bills. It's like, is there a player you could draft who potentially could be a number one? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. You know, you may have to take a player who has some injury history or, you know, some character questions that makes them jump down a little bit. But more often than not, if you look at this group, there are a lot of solid 2-3 kind of options in this class. I really like Jack Besh from TCU. Had a great Senior Bowl week. You know, he tragically lost his brother down in the New Orleans terror attack. But, you know, this looked like a guy who was completely focused on his career and explosive player, kind of a Ramsey wide receiver. I could see him working in Buffalo. Jalen Royals from Utah State, Jaden Higgins. You know, I mean, Trey Harris from Ole Miss. Though, to me, those are all like second and third type round guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the sweet spot for this class. I don't think you're, I don't know. To me, I wouldn't be reaching at the end of round one for a wide receiver if I didn't have to.
Yeah, maybe that ends up being more of a day two or even day three thing for them if they address it. And they specifically, Eric, like McDermott talked this way at the end of the season about down the field being something they'll need to be better at. And the numbers bear that out. So when you look at that, you mentioned Egbuka maybe isn't that. Isaiah Bond, I know, is like a speed guy, right? So, yeah. I mean, maybe if it's specific to now's the time they go for someone that can get open down the field, does that kind of narrow your focus on a receiver for them?
Yeah, maybe it makes, you know, Kyle Williams or Tez Johnson or somebody like that a possibility. And I believe they have an extra day two pick as well, so that helps. But, I don't know that there's a Xavier Worthy in this class, but Tez Johnson to me could be like a Tank Dell type of player, very thin. I don't know if that's exactly what they want, but like, when I stood next to him at the Senior Bowl, granted, I've put on a few pounds over the years, but he was about half my size. And I'm a large man, but still, like, that was a little bit concerning, especially when you see the thin lower half. But, boy, watching him run and watching him move and just glide, it's not hard to picture him both taking, you know, slants and drags and short stuff and also being able to go over the top like you're talking about. But file away the name Jalen Royals, too. He's a player who got hurt last year, didn't really maximize his opportunities, but you turn on the tape, that dude can play and did always play with great quarterbacks at Utah State. So that's a fun player. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be a great upgrade over Curtis Samuel, somebody like that.
Eric at home, one last one for me, Eric, because, you know, mixed in all this for the Bills and their offense is what ultimately becomes of Dalton Kincaid, a first-round pick with the Bills grabbed. And I don't think anyone disputes the talent, but production has not really been there. Maybe that's just offensive identity. You know, some will predict a breakout, and some will wonder if it will ever really get off the ground the way that maybe the Bills thought it would when they drafted him.
Yeah, I'm hoping, because I liked him as a player. I mean, it was easy to see his fluidity as a receiver, and, you know, he had late hands, good concentration. I know that hasn't always translated. You know, there have been some drops. There have been some, like you said, lags in production. There have been some injuries and things like that. It's been a little disappointing. I would also remind some people that tight end is a notoriously slow-developing position, you know, even with, you know, a Laporta or somebody who breaks out and, you know, continues to play at a high level. But, you know, even he backslid this year. You know, both guys were better as rookies than they were in their second year. So that kind of thing happens. And I still think he's got the kind of talent that would be a perfect additive to this offense at full strength. I understand people are a little frustrated given the draft value they spent on him, but I'd be willing to wait on that one.
To wrap here, Eric, that maybe the question you might get the most this spring. What is Travis Hunter going to be in the NFL? and really, my other question is he, in your opinion, a top five prospect in all of these places because he does both so well? Or do you think, like, if he was just a corner, he would right now we knew just a corner, he'd still be a top five pick?
Great, great, great question. And that's really what you have to decide. Like, there's no doubting that what Travis Hunter did in college is nothing of this era and nothing of almost any era, right? I mean, to play at the level he did, there's something special about him that's undeniable. I think he's an elite competitor. You look at the frame and you say it's a little lean, you know, it's thin. Some people would take that to be, okay, let's make him a corner because he's got pretty good length. He's matched up against some really good receivers and held his own. You know, let's make him a corner, and then we'll build a package of plays for him offensively. I did speak to one team earlier in the year. I'd be curious. I have to sort of circle back with them. I don't know how they feel now, but who had the opposite approach, who said, if I'm using a top five pick on him, I'm probably making him a wide receiver and then kind of cross-training him in, like, you know, red zone defense, you know, sort of two-minute, maybe you have some – you know, you could play him 20 snaps a game as a dime defender or whatever. I haven't heard that before. I'll be curious to see if there are other teams that, I don't know, Moore wants to get back from the combine, but I wouldn't be shocked if there are a handful of teams who think about it that way, because corners in the top five, you don't see it very often. I know it feels right, like that's a premium position, but you don't often see those guys go that high. That is going to be a hang-up for some people. The question, the way you asked it, is he a top five guy because he does both, and can he do both in the NFL? I'm not sure.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Eric, thanks for the time, and we'll chat again soon.
All right, looking forward to it. See ya.
All right, thanks, Eric. Stay warm.
Yeah. Sam Monson yesterday was tweeting a lot about Hunter, and he is all about Hunter as a wide receiver. Yeah. Like, this dude's got elite, quick twitch. Like, he gets open, and he even, like, was like, if he did that, maybe being more banged up than any other player, more tired because he would have been just playing on defense.
The one catch he made in the corner of the end zone, he's covered tightly, and he reaches back and catches, like I'm doing on the feet if you're watching. You can see me. Underrated all-time catch. That kind of pluck it away when falling away right from the defender is really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting that he said he had heard a team do the other way, because I've been assuming all this time he'll be a full-time corner that will get packages on offense, because that just seems more natural. There are not many. I guess there are some. Like, Cam Lewis has packages on the Bills' defense, right? So I guess you could have that defensively, but I had been thinking the other way, that he would be a full-time corner that plays 20% on offense.
Our thanks to Eric Edholm, 803-0550. Tomorrow night's game. Let's go.
Speaking of college football, very quickly, did you see that they are meeting today?
To expand the playoff field?
Yeah, SEC and Big Ten athletic directors meeting today in New Orleans. They are planning to expand the college football playoff to 14 or 16 teams.
16 teams.
And assign multiple automatic qualifiers per league. With as many as four each for themselves. The SEC and the Big Ten.
Well, why have a season? Why have a season?
I mean, the Purdue-Northwestern game might matter more now.
It might. Ohio State's entire season doesn't matter now.
I was told the game against Michigan mattered no matter what the standings said.
Didn't.
It didn't?
No.
They fought each other at the end.
They won the national championship.
But that's what I mean. They won the national championship, and everyone still acted like that game was everything before it.
That's true. And
there were Ohio State fans that said they wanted Ryan Day fired anyway after they won the national championship.
And there was a lawmaker that wanted to make it a felony to plant a flag at midfield.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. That's really funny. Really great moments in sports history, yeah. Anyway, all right. 803-0550.
So you're not going to also want to hear the news that the college basketball field is getting expanded to 76 next year. They're adding eight more. We're just letting more teams in all these leagues. Eventually, you think it's got to stop somewhere, right? You know, we can't do it in hockey, though. Got a team over here that can't make it a 20-team field over here. Although they did do that one year, and the Sabres still missed, didn't they?
Yes.
The COVID season?
Yes. All right, 803-0550 is our phone number, and 1-888-552-550. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up top of the hour. Sabres Live's back today. One Bills Live on the slate as well. You know, we're getting back to it. Sabres play the Rangers on Saturday. I got to tell you what I've got a current habit I'm obsessed with right now. It's the closest thing to fantasy football. I've found my replacement for fantasy football. It's only going to last a couple more days, though, but I'll tell you about that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.